A war to overthrow Saddam Hussein might require U.S. troops to fight in the streets of Baghdad. Iraqi officials have suggested they may pull their troops back into the capital and wait there for invading American forces. Urban war would be a challenging mission. Some advantages of U.S. technology could be offset by the difficulties of fighting in and around tall buildings. The risk of casualties would be high. The U.S. military has drafted new guidelines for operations in a place like Baghdad, but recent warfighting simulations underscore the dangers inherent in an urban battle zone. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
The U.S. military has not had a lot of experience with urban warfare, not much at least since World War II, when the idea was basically to pound a city into submission. The wars in Korea and Vietnam largely took place in the countryside or the jungle. U.S. troops did invade Panama City in 1989 in order to arrest the dictator Manuel Noriega, and in 1993, U.S. Army Rangers in Somalia got tied down in a bloody fight in the streets of Mogadishu. But the prospect of all-out combat in downtown Baghdad is something else entirely. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Russell Glenn, now analyzing urban warfare at the RAND Corporation, says U.S. commanders are thinking hard about a Baghdad mission.
We, being the American military, have in the last 5 years realized that this is an area that does require a lot more in the way of focus. We've moved from both the Marines and the Army having doctrine before 1998 that was essentially based on the way urban operations were conducted in World War II to something considerably more advanced. There's a much increased consciousness that this is an area that can pose considerable problems to the United States military.
That consciousness has come in part from recent war simulations, where U.S. commanders get hints of what urban warfare might be like. One especially alarming study was just completed this month, a simulation called Project Lincolnia, directed by retired Marine Corps Colonel Gary Anderson, who's now at the Potomac Institute for Policy Studies. A key finding, if the bad guys in a city have access to shoulder-fired missiles, as the Iraqis do, lots of American helicopters could be shot down.
The implication that we got from the simulations that we ran is that helicopters are very vulnerable in that environment in an urban setting. We saw casualties ranging from 50% to 75%.
Anderson briefed senior Pentagon officials this month on the results of his war game. One of his recommendations was that the Pentagon build more unmanned aircraft, such as the Predator, armed for urban warfare with missiles that can be fired by remote control. But that would be a big departure from current U.S. military plans, and for now the U.S. military seems intent on sticking with helicopters in urban situations. Russell Glenn says the lesson to be drawn from warfighting experiments should not be that helicopters have no place in urban operations, but that commanders should work harder at finding ways to make helicopter use less risky.
It is the wrong question to ask whether or not we can use helicopters in urban environments. The correct question is how do we employ rotary wing aircraft during urban operations.
In fact, urban warfighting challenges like this one are now getting a lot of attention at the Pentagon. Just this last month, the U.S. military adopted new doctrinal guidelines for urban warfighting. One principle is to avoid direct combat in cities as much as possible. When urban warfare is necessary, U.S. forces should go selectively after what are called decisive points, key locations, rather than the city as a whole. But are such innovations enough to prepare U.S. troops for the dangers that may await them in a place like Baghdad? Gary Anderson is concerned that lessons from war games like the one he just directed are not being taken seriously enough.
To my knowledge, nothing that has come out of urban experimentation in the past 6 years has actually found its way into doctrine or programmatics or the buying of things. Particularly down at the service level, at the Army and the Marine Corps level, I don't think there have been any major doctrinal changes that have come out over the course of the past 6 years.
The test will come in practice. Should a war in Iraq lead to fighting in Baghdad, it'll be a learning experience like none the U.S. military has had in the last 50 years. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, The Pentagon.